the Sfarim are required to wash their hands before they're Sfarim. Even though they wash their hands before the Tzibur in the morning, they should wash their hands again. Some of the Sfarim as much as possible. They have to wash the entire hands, not just up to the knuckles. And since the ring is done, like a few, we do the whole hand. But you can do, one can rely on up to the knuckles. But since it's done for movement, you have to wash the entire hand. So you have to make sure it's the entire hand area. Some people that wash their hands always, they never wash the whole hand, which is not like a few, but at least if you ever get it, you have to wash the entire hand. The one who pours the water should be a lady. If there's no lady, then a bechor, keter refer, where it's born, male, do it also because he also has a certain level of kedusha. He's not a lady, he's not a kohen, but that's the one thing you can do. But if you don't have a lady, you're not a bechor, then the kohen can do it himself and then have Israel